And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And finally, Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more today at Ashley. A Huron County Circuit Court judge has revoked the bond of Mark Wesley Rolfe after determining he violated the conditions of his pretrial release. Rolfe appeared in court after being arrested by the Bad Axe Police Department on allegations that he had contact with minors, despite a court order prohibiting him from having contact with anyone under the age of 18. According to testimony presented during the hearing, Rolfe was working behind the concession counter at a local movie theater Saturday evening after an employee failed to report for work. Defense attorney James Champion said Rolfe chose to keep the theater open for customers rather than just closing for the night. During that time, a father purchased movie tickets and concessions for his 11 and 14-year-old children and later photographed Rolfe behind the counter before providing the image to police. Bad Axe Police Sergeant Nathaniel Flores testified that officers responded after learning minors were present while Rolfe was working. Prosecutors introduced a photograph showing Rolfe behind the concession counter with children nearby. Champion argued that Rolfe was only filling in because of the staffing shortage and did not intentionally violate the conditions of his release. However, Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Dave Wallace argued that Rolfe knew he was prohibited from having contact with minors and had previously been warned about complying with the court order. After hearing testimony and reviewing evidence, Judge Gerald M. Prill ruled that Rolfe violated the terms of his bond, revoked his pretrial release, and ordered him remanded to the custody of the Huron County Sheriff's Office, pending further court proceedings. And a Bad Axe man is heading towards sentencing after pleading guilty to his third drunk driving charge. Joshua Lee Emerson appeared in Huron County Circuit Court today where he admitted to operating while intoxicated on May 27th. Emerson told the court he had consumed 2 pints of vodka before striking a Thumb Transit bus stopped at railroad tracks on North Van Dyke Road. Under the terms of a plea deal, prosecutors agreed to drop a habitual offender notice. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach represented Emerson during the proceedings. Judge Prill accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for October 5th. Emerson will remain free on a $15,000 bond pending a pre-sentence investigation. Brian James Phillip appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court as well today, entering a guilty plea to a felony charge of resisting and obstructing a police officer. The charge stems from a June 26th incident in Bad Axe, where Phillips admitted to disobeying an order from Sergeant Nathaniel Flores. Under the terms of a plea agreement presented by defense attorney Michael Morawski and the prosecution, a second charge of disorderly drunk was dismissed, and Phillips agreed to pay full restitution. Judge Prill scheduled sentencing for October 5th, and Phillips remains free on a $3,500 bond. And we will be right back with your national news after this brief message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with your national news. The U.S. Department of Transportation has officially initiated enforcement of landmark consumer protection rules requiring airlines to issue automatic cash refunds for significant flight disruptions. Under the finalized mandate, carriers must compensate travelers within 7 business days for canceled flights or long delay windows without requiring customers to submit complex paperwork. The policy also extends to hidden baggage fees when luggage is severely delayed. Consumer advocacy groups have lauded the enforcement push as long overdue ahead of peak late summer travel. Major airlines have stated they have updated their digital systems to process automated payouts seamlessly. And an unrelenting heat dome across the American Southwest and Deep South has pushed electricity demands to historic heights, prompting grid operators to issue conservation alerts. Temperatures exceeding triple digits for consecutive weeks have strained transformers and driven continuous peak air conditioning usage from Texas to Arizona. Regional grid authorities have asked commercial operators to curtail non-essential energy use during peak late afternoon hours. Utility providers report that renewable energy sources, particularly solar energy output, have helped divert widespread rolling blackouts so far. Energy departments continue to monitor their capacity, though, as high heat forecast models persist through the mid-month. And French local authorities ordered roughly 30,000 residents in eastern France to shelter indoors after a major fire broke out in an industrial chemical storage facility. Emergency services deployed hazardous material units and specialized containment foam to fight the blaze, which sent dense plumes of dark smoke across surrounding neighborhoods. Environmental monitoring teams are conducting continuous air quality testing to measure chemical concentration levels in ambient air. Regional health agencies advised residents to seal doors and windows until environmental clearance is granted. Firefighting units succeeded in preventing the flames from reaching adjacent fuel storage tanks. And pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has engaged in preliminary talks regarding a potential combination with U.S. rival Bristol Myers Squibb, according to high-level financial reports. If finalized, the transaction would represent one of the largest corporate mergers in modern healthcare history, creating a consolidated entity valued near $400 billion. Analysts emphasize that negotiations remain fluid and could face regulatory hurdles across multiple global markets. Industry experts suggest the proposed consolidation reflects growing pressure on major drug developers to pool oncology research pipelines. Global market regulators are expected to scrutinize any formal tender offer very closely. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsors.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bannack smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubly joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Maddox is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.